baby. Got the kind of love making me say, yeah, baby. Oh, baby.
Short of mine.
Fuck the hotel room, cause it's about to go down. You unite my mic. I'm about to put on a show now. We ain't gotta go far in the back of my car, missing your town. I'ma touch the place that you thought was lost. Baby girl, have now been found. I'ma hit the spot. Better make your ass come on top. I'ma speak the words. Get you wet before them panties drop. But you're yelling out to me. Your dick is so amazing. It's the kind of dick right here that'll keep your ass from aging. Baby girl, I'm a soldier. And you're like, girl, I've been stationed. You looking for a real man? Then no longer waiting, girl. I said, some of these clowns, they say they won. They put it down, put it down, put it down, put it down. But see, I'm that type of real man. Tell me your life and girl, I'm shut it down. Oh, because it came.
Sitting up this Sin City Radio, this your boy Cash, chilling as usual with my man Father Time. Father Time, what's good?
What's cracking, Doc?
Man, check this out, man. We're having a little technical difficulties because evidently our numbers been switched without us knowing it. So, can you get that number out, bro?
Surely can.
Give me a hot second. I got
the name.
What's happening, baby?
Hey, how y'all doing?
We fucked right, up. They motherfuckers switched our numbers and not told us.
Yeah, it's 563-999-3059.
There you go. Say it again.
Man, that is...
It's 563-999-3059.
That is crazy, man. That the fucking number got switched and we didn't even know it.
I ain't getting no email.
All right. We got another caller. Caller, what's happening?
What's going down, fellas?
Wait, what's up with you, dog?
Hello.
The superstar.
Same old. Nah, y'all the stars. Oh, on that message, they giving a number and they saying that y'all server is full on that number.
So they do give the number out?
Yeah, they giving the number out and saying that this server is full. Mm-hmm. So call on this number.
We're gonna have to talk a blog talk. At least could have gave us the motherfucking. Okay, anyway. Alright, check this out, y'all. You know how we do it, another day, Wednesday. Wait.
What it do?
2,575 and count.
Now, that's here. You see, every time it pops, somebody shared, I share it again. All
right, man. Yeah.
I done watched it so much. It's part of my little lineup of my TV videos. My morning lineup. It's the first thing
right.
I watch. It's already programmed
right.
in there. I don't even have to send it out. I don't even have to type it in no more.
You know what? And the crazy part is I'm with him because it's like I can go to my phone right now and click YouTube and that's the first thing pop up. I didn't watch that motherfucker so much. Hey,
No, I got tired of Cass, I got tired of watching it on that little screen. I had to watch it off the PS4 on the big screen.
Yeah, I did too, man. I mean, it was, hey, man. Hey, it's something to behold, man. I mean, shit, you know, we did
getting
it.
Getting a lot of praises, man. Getting a lot of praises. Every time somebody come over here, getting a lot of, they talking about when the movie coming out. Next part.
I don't know, what's going on? Miss Pam.
Good morning. Yeah.
Miss Pam.
Can I have
Pim.
Your autograph, Miss Lady?
Can I have yours?
You know what, Miss Pim? I need a favor from you.
Okay.
If it is possible, but is there any way that you can get in touch with your niece? Because I did tell her that I was going to get in touch with her for tonight's show, and we got a little technical difficulties going, so I wasn't able to get in touch with her, but I did tell her I was going to try to get in touch with her and try to call her and have her on the show tonight. I was trying to get, everybody at least, you know, a lot of people from who contributed to the calls, as you will, you know, on the show tonight. Ms. Pam?
She probably clicked over the call.
I don't know, shit. But, like I say, man, hey, man, Sin City Radio, Sin City the movie, hey, the trailer's up, you know what I'm saying? Shout out to my girl, Slick Meg. You know what I'm saying? Man, we shout out to my dude, O. Wick, Father Time. I mean, everybody did their thing. Janine, we know you put all your input in too, so we can't forget you. I think we did something epic.
Hello.
What's up?
What's going on? Hey. For everybody don't know, that's the carjack woman. That's the woman who got carjacked. let everybody know your name, babe. What's your name? Let everybody know.
Aisha,
aka the car. She got jacked out of Ben's truck that day, but you know what I'm saying? And, hey. Everybody don't know, man, she was so much of a motherfucking trooper that she just happened to be just there. We threw her in there.
I would have been in there.
You say what?
I said I wish I could have stayed longer. I would have been in there.
Yeah, I mean, you know, for everybody, hey, anybody that don't know, anybody that's listening, we got to go to SinCityRadioShow.com. We got the trailer put up. You know, I mean, you go to YouTube, click in Sin City movie trailer. Hey, man, it's there. You know what I'm saying? We did our thing.
Let them know.
I'm proud of everybody that was a part of it. I mean, you know what I'm saying?
It was so much fun.
Man, we had a blast. I mean, I really think that this is something that's gonna snowball into an avalanche. You know what I'm saying? It's gonna be that big. You know, you take a snowball, roll it down the hill, it get bigger and bigger and bigger. Next thing you know, you got an avalanche coming. That's gonna be Sin City the movie. That's what it's gonna be, y'all.
You gotta send me the link for the movie. I can't wait to see the movie.
Oh man, it's gonna be epic. You know, we getting it all together. Now, Miss Pimp, I want you to say this. Why You got thousands and thousands of people listening. Are you going to be a part of the movie?
Oh, I'm there. I'm there.
Cool.
You got to let me know in advance, you know?
All right, man. Look, I want everybody part of it. I mean, like the response was so great. The response was so great. I mean, we posted, it ain't even been up 72 hours, man, and the response has just been great. I mean, we didn't have people tagging it. You know what I'm saying?
I don't have a gap. No, you're the one right there.
Motherfuckers in. Shit. Aisha, where you from?
Wisdom, Massachusetts. Let's go, T.
You in Massachusetts, right?
Yeah.
I hate saying that state. I could never say that damn word. I cannot say that
Mass,
more than three times.
Massachusetts.
You're on the East Coast. We just gonna say you're on the East Coast. But I'm pretty sure you got people on the East Coast watching it.
You already know.
Right. So I mean, we motherfuckers down in Atlanta, Alabama, you know what I'm saying, in Florida. We got motherfuckers everywhere watching this motherfucker, and everybody giving me the same feedback. Hey, when is the movie coming?
That's all I've been asked. When is the movie coming?
When's the movie coming? To a store near you, coming in next summer.
There you go. Hey, check this out. I'm gonna let y'all in on something. We got like a couple of more trailers coming out, then that movie gonna drop. We gotta tease them a little bit. We can't. Well, you know what? I was about to say fuck, but I ain't gonna say fuck Tupac, cause Tupac is you know, I love Tupac, but. Man, we trying to blow all eyes on me out the water. We want to be that motherfucking summer banger. We want to be the one everybody talking about for the summer.
Word, you listen. I'm about to syndicate your show. You got to add a side time show. And you
excuse me?
You get syndicated. I already know you're syndicated.
Right.
You know, we could double your followers with something original and fresh.
I thought we was original and fresh.
I didn't ever say you wasn't. Wait, this Father Time?
Nah, this Cav.
Oh, this Cav? What up,
yeah.
Homie?
What's
up? We never got to recognize the voice now. Hey, how you doing?
I'm good.
How you doing?
Hey, man.
McDonald's like you. What time is it?
Can I get 2 double cheeseburgers with no mustard?
Wow. Really ordering at McDonald's on the radio.
Doing the ill order.
Pardon me?
Okay, we're going to have to mute that a little bit.
Got to break the ice.
Miss Pim.
There you are. Hey, mute your sound, Aisha.
Huh? Say what?
Mute your phone.
Mute my phone?
Mute it. Mute the sound.
All right, hold on.
Okay, there we go. I mean, shit, I want a Big Mac, but shit, I can't get one. All right, give me some feedback. All right, Janine, give me some feedback on when you saw it. What did you think?
I think y'all did a great job. I think everything the way it was pictured. You know, how it was supposed to turn out, it turned out that way. I thought it was a lot of good moments in it. I like, of course, I like Miss Pimp's part.
Man, she was so realistic, wasn't she?
Yeah, she was.
She was so realistic, man. You had to see her, like, get the fuck out the house. I'm like, damn.
Yeah,
I
think that was the real star right there for a second.
Hey, man. I was like, wow. Like, really? Like,
oh, when I see the slow-mo part, when the slow-mo part came, I was like, oh,
so, I mean, it was good. It was great. Hey, man, you did your thing.
Yeah.
So, Cal, was that your first video shoot?
My very first one I ever did.
Oh, mine too. We together on that one.
Man, it was everybody's, man. Nobody, I mean. Look, I'm gonna tell you right now, man. We had a vision to do this, and it came out. Shouts out to JG Production.
That's what I was
gonna
ask. What sparked you to want to do that? What made you want to do the video?
What made me want to do it? Honestly, it was just like this been something that's been in my head for like years. It's been in my head, like, man, I just want to do this one. I just want to do a one, like, a commercial that was just like, all right, something that was just, like, epic. Something that just grab everybody's attention to say, damn, the motherfuckers of Sin City Radio ain't bullshitting. And I'm going to be real with y'all. In my wildest dreams, I didn't think it would take off like that. I'm gonna tell you, I actually undersold myself because I was like, okay, if we get 500 hits, we cool. We cool if we get 500 hits. Shit, we got 500 hits within the first hour.
Mm-hmm. That's what's up.
What
well, you did it though, and that's only the first time, you know.
Right, so we can't do nothing but get better. But then, like I said, I had a great crew with me, man, for real. I had a great cast of people with me. Everybody wanted to see it come to fruition, so it just worked out perfect, man. I mean, like I said, you was on your way to the airport. It was just like, you know, but you was like, fuck it. I mean, you drove that car I don't know how many damn times. I know you was like, God damn it, would y'all please get the right tape. But you drove the car about 20 times, but you never said, you know, you never was like, ugh. You was a trooper, man. And
listen, the video came out greater than I ever could have expected. That shit was on point.
Right, and I mean, I knew you had to get to the airport, you know what I'm saying, I knew, and Miss Pimp,
I
love you.
I wish I could take longer, though.
Miss Pimp, I love you. See, and I'm saying this because people don't know, she was up for over 24 hours. She had been up all night. You know what I'm saying? She could have easily been like, look, motherfucker, I'm going to bed. I'm tired of going to bed. Showed up. And she didn't leave because, I mean, it took us like, before we even got to her part, that was what? Shit, 4 hours? Damn near 3-4 hours before we even got to your part. But she stuck it out. Right. She was dead tired. And I know she was. But she stuck it out, man. Did y'all, I mean, come on, man. Hey, round of applause for Miss Pimp, because, hey, she stuck it out. And then she got on there and did her thing, man. It was so natural. It was like, you know, she was like, man, Miss Pimp, you got all these people like this motherfucker is a motherfucking mean-ass police lady. This lady ain't taking no shit.
Oh,
That's funny.
It got to happen again soon, though. You heard?
I have some friends that was like, said that basically that was like perfect for you, just absolutely perfect. Mm-hmm. And they read my lips and they knew exactly what I said. They told me what I said. And that just made it funny for me because they was like, man, that was just a perfect role for you. So,
I absolutely
had so much fun. The only thing, it just put like 20 little extra pounds on me, but, you know, other than that, I absolutely had a blast. I did. I'm ready for some more. My people are ready for more, you know, and I'm talking spread from Cali to Maine. Say one more.
My man, and everybody like, oh man. I've had people ask. Go ahead.
I got a question. Who's that rapping? Like, who's that? Who's that? Like, music
that's,
from?
That music comes from my little cousins. That's my little cousins, Frankie Thomas and E Famo. I mean, you can look them up on YouTube. Frankie Thomas and E Famo.
Oh, him. He was good.
I mean, my little cousins.
Whose music was that?
Yeah, that's their music. That's my little cousins, Frankie Thomas and E Famo. They cold,
okay,
man. Them, and I'm gonna tell you, everything I inspired the whole video off of that song. When I heard that song, and it's called Bonus Points, y'all. Check it out on YouTube. Frankie Thomas, E Famo, Bonus Points. You know what I'm saying? I heard the song, man. They came to me with it like, dude, check out our song. And as soon as I heard it, I was like, that's the song. That's the song that I want. That's the song. I listen to the song. I would literally, like, get in my car and just listen to this song. Just like, and I would play the song and just play the video in my head. Okay, I want it to go like this. I want it to go like this. Song go off. I click it right back on. Okay, get it going. That song inspired every thought, every process, every movement that we did was inspired by that song. Shout out to my man Frankie Thomas and E Famo. Hey, them boys gonna be big. I'm telling you, they gonna do their thing. So. And I got to give out a shout to my man Scott at the jewelry store. You know what I'm saying? Hey, very first scene, you know what I'm saying? He just, you know, he let us do our thing, you know. He helped us out. He helped us out $100,000. You know what I'm saying? That I don't even think it probably would have came to fruition if it wasn't for him. You know what I'm saying? He helped us out just like, bam, you know. Wasn't no... You know, and the thing that I loved about everybody, that everybody was just like, let's do it. Nobody was trying to be no prima donnas. Nobody was trying to say, motherfucker got to do this, motherfucker got to do that. Motherfucker just wanted to see a motherfucking dream come true, and that's what happened. Dream came true.
Where's the jewelry store located? So just in case people want to go there for jewelry.
I'm glad you asked me that, cause I'm grabbing the flyer right now. I just gotta grab the flyer so I can make sure I get the proper address. Give me a second.
So when's the next video
shoot? Well, right now we're trying to cast everybody together, cause like I said, the first one was good. First one was damn good, but the second one, we want that one to be epic. We want that second one to just blow everything out the water. So, you know, we're trying to get everything together. We're trying to move it around, trying to make sure everything is on point, and we're going to do that. Now, like I said, once again, shout out to my man Scott, American Jewelers. 3837 North High School Road. You know what I'm saying? Go check him out, man. He got, man, the fucked up part. I mean, I ain't going to say the fucked up part. The great part is, man, he got deals going out the ass. You see what I'm saying? Man, look here. Y'all need some jewelry? Go fuck with Scott. Let him know, Cat. Hey, tell him Cat sent you. Like I said, once again, my man's address is 3837 North High School Road, American Jewelers. Hey, Scott, hook you up with anything you want. You want diamonds, you got diamonds. You want gold, you got gold. You know what I'm saying?
I want to jump in there real quick. When you go in there, please don't forget to mention Kaz. He'll definitely bless you. He got jewelry, real jewelry, 2 for $25. Where in the hell are you going to find real jewelry? I don't care what. But make sure you mention Kaz, and he will definitely bless you. There's some pieces in there that I know that are way more expensive just on the strength of me being in there with Kaz. He was going to bless me, like almost give it away to me. You know what I'm saying? So that's why I say it's important once you go in there, just make sure you mention Kaz. And he'll definitely take care of you.
Yep, my show jumped on that 2 for $25.
Wick came out there looking good. Wick came out there. And the fucked up part, the guy, hey, this rat bastard bought the charm I was finna buy. I was finna buy that charm. I looked up his whole name.
Great minds think alike, brother.
I'm coming to get this charm, man. I look back, Wick got that motherfucker on. Gold, hey, gold, platinum, silver, whatever you want, my man Scott got it. My man Scott got it. Matter of fact, hey, check it out. Y'all go to CNCityRadioShow.com after the show. I'm finna post all his information on there. So y'all can get on there, check it out. I mean, y'all get his website, you know what I'm saying? My man Scott, shout it out to you. You did it big. I mean, hey. And he, trust me, he coming back on the next installment, too. And I before we even go any farther, shout out to my man Jarrell. Jarrell Rice, man. That dude is like the best. Y'all hear me? Y'all want to get some shit shot? Y'all want to get some shit filmed? JG Productions, that's who y'all need to get at. I'm gonna post this shit up on the site too. So y'all go to CNCityRadioShow.com. JG Productions, I'm gonna post his shit up. I'm finna post my man Scott shit up. Man, y'all want some shit filmed? I mean, come on, dude. This dude took a bunch of, I'm gonna call it what it was. He took a bunch of amateurs and made us look like motherfucking stars.
Say that shit. Say that.
And that's on the real. He took a bunch of amateurs. Hey, man, ain't none of us been in front of no camera before. Made us look like stars. You hear me? Shout out to JG Productions, man. Y'all do that. Jarrell Rice, man. Y'all can hit him up on Facebook, Jarrell Rice. You know what I'm saying? The dude is, hey, man, the young brother is a beast on that camera. He's going to do his thing. He's going to make you look good. I mean, come on. He made Father Time look good. Damn, come on. I had to throw that in there.
Yeah, it was definitely movie quality.
It was.
Picture was clear and everything. It was good quality. Mm-hmm.
The motion of it all. It was, like you said, it was movie quality. It wasn't like you sat with a regular, you know, a cell phone and tried to make a homemade movie. That shit was like, I mean, what I'm saying, to be there and to watch this all go on and to not know how it was going to come together. And I remember Kaz had put something online that was waiting around like, you know, a Christmas present. and that's just how I felt, man, you know. And that kept me, I mean, I was up work 23 hours, you know, and then I'm over there farting around, you know, and just watching this being done, having fun while I'm there the whole time, you know, and just wired. But, and then I had to go back to work. So, you know, the whole time it was just anticipation, you know, when is it going to come out? When is it going to come out? And that's what kept me going. And then when I seen it, man, I almost cried like I had a baby or something. You know what I mean? Because it was just like, oh, my God. You know, like I said, to be there. And I wasn't there for each location, just the location that a few scenes were shot. But, like I said, the final, just to look at it was like, oh, my God, this guy is a freaking genius. You know, yeah. that's how I can say it. I'm really, really, really impressed with the quality. And I don't know, you know, I'm glad that he let, when I say he, I mean Cass, let everybody just be natural and improv and do their thing. You said, okay, this is what you need to do, and you let everybody do what they do. And this is the end result, and I'm telling you, it's amazing.
Yeah, man, like I said, it was something epic, man. Now, for everybody let me reiterate this, because a lot of people like, well, why Janine wasn't in there? Janine said out her own mouth, I ain't getting in front of that camera. So,
Janine's a mister.
I don't
want to
hear nobody saying, why Janine wasn't in there? Janine didn't want to get in front of the camera. Now, hold on, y'all. We got Slick Mick. Slick Mick, the gangster. Slick Mick done pulled up the motherfucking silencer. The motherfucking big gun with the silencer on. Come
at me. Hold
that,
Julio.
Boy, what's going on, y'all?
Hey, man.
Hey.
Boy, Mick.
Good morning.
Mick really wanted to do me an O.
She probably been wanting to shoot you. Now, I think she's been wanting to shoot you since Thursday. So she probably been trying to do your ass.
Hey, what tripped out Cass? This nigga that I work with, he seen the video. He was like, hey, Michelle, you want to sell that motherfucker you was holding? I said, yeah, I sure will. Give me some money for it, you some bitch. I was like, yeah, I sure will. He was like, I ain't even tell the motherfucker to take his motherfucker there. I ain't even say shit, though.
Oh, wait a minute. Let us get this PSA out there. Every gun in there was a prop. We just want to say that. Everything,
except for mine.
Everything was a prop.
Mine was real, yo.
Nope. No real guns was actually held.
You didn't see it, but it was real, yo. I got my license and everything. It was real. I was ready to pop off.
No. Everything was a prop, baby. We gotta keep. Hey, Miss Pimp, you gotta teach your niece,
yes, you
now. Every. Miss Pimp, we gotta teach your niece. Everything was a prop.
Hey,
you forgot I was here, didn't you?
Hey, work with me. You. That's all you gotta do. Push the button.
Y'all don't forgot about me, right?
I was
too quiet.
No. Push the mute button.
Okay, I forget about me.
Oh, yeah?
Focus, too?
No,
I'm joking.
Use that
Haley, yo.
Aisha.
What's up?
Push the mute button.
You said my name.
Push the mute button. Let us get
off. Push the mute button.
All right.
Like I said, man.
Right.
Shouts out to my man Jabril. That dude, he is. I mean, come on, man. Dude, that dude made that shit look excellent. Like I said, he took a bunch of rank amateurs and just made that shit look so fucking professional.
You guys did a great job too, though. For that being
you
your
say what?
First time.
I said, you guys did a great job, though, for it being y'all first time. But y'all just look natural.
Hey, Cass, people don't believe you didn't have no script for none of us.
Mm-hmm.
They
think I'm lying like a mug. Y'all had a script. Y'all had a script.
You know what? Real talk, is all I had was the thoughts in my head, man, and that was it. It was just a thought that, you know what I'm saying, me and Father Time sat down and we talked about it, but that's as far as it went. Everything was just done. Fuck it, let's just do it.
Hold on for a second, y'all. I've been pretty quiet, but I have a PSA for everybody. From today forward, my name is the new Denzel.
Your ride is hot. I got to tell you, I love your friggin' car, man. That shit is, I love it. I want one. I don't even know what it is, but I like it.
Well, thank you.
I said, man, everything that was done, I mean, we did it. I mean, shit. I budgeted. Shouts out to my man Kush, too. Whoever, everybody wondering who Kush is, Kush played the dope fiend. Kush played the dope fiend.
Everything realistic.
That was hilarious.
I was crying. Because the look on his face afterwards was like, Did this motherfucker really just throw me up against the wall? Come on, man.
I didn't know he was grabbing for the bag. I didn't see that. I was taping it.
I didn't know he was grabbing for the bag. This is what I'm saying. This is what makes it so great, man, because motherfuckers knew how to act. Like, dude, that wit, I looked at your scene, man. The way you look, like when dude drew down on you, you like, all right, hold on, wing, for no trouble. We catch this motherfucker coming out the back. Dude, everything was perfect. You know what I'm saying? It was perfect. You know what I'm saying? You went, oh, shit was perfect, man. Shit, I've been around you motherfuckers all my life. I got the thing down. These motherfuckers really want to do me. I gotta give shouts out to my baby girl, my youngest daughter, Janae. She played a little part in that too. You know, everybody's like, damn, he put his daughter in there. Yes, I did. I put my daughter in there. That was my daughter who drove down on Wick.
That was big.
I know what to do with it.
So, like I said, man, it was just, it felt so good to have all my family right there doing this, man. It was just an epic thing, man. And like I said, I'm not going to lie to y'all. I did not. I mean, I was like, shit, we get 500 views. Shit, I'm like, we cool. Dude, in my wildest dreams, I did not think that we was going to reach the goal that we didn't reach. And it's still going. Motherfuckers still sharing this shit.
Well,
hey, and mind you, y'all been partying hard since Thursday. Round the clock, it seemed like.
Yeah.
Y'all got it done.
Well, and Miss Pimp, you was up that morning. You seen how everybody was looking.
Right.
I was like, oh, my God. Why are we up this early? And it was cold. It was cold out there.
Yeah, and it was cold.
Yes, it was.
It was cold as a motherfucker out there. It was early morning. It was cold. You know what I'm saying? Like, boy, didn't want to leave out the jewelry store. I ain't gonna lie. I'm like, shit, hold out there. We gotta hold on, man. We do the other scene when it warm up.
And
I could tell y'all, we literally stole scenes. We literally stole scenes. Like I said, anybody's listening on Gangsterville, anybody listening on GangstervilleRadioShow.com, y'all want to see it, hey, y'all go to CNCityRadioShow.com, check it out. You know what I'm saying? Go on YouTube, go up under CN City, the movie trailer. You know, I mean, it's there. You want to go on Facebook, you can look up under Zach Scott, you can look up under Rod, Father Time Bell, you know what I'm saying? Check it out. I mean, it's epic. I mean, for y'all who ain't seen it, that's listening, it's epic. I mean, we did our thing. You know what I'm saying? I mean, we literally, when I say we stole scenes, we literally stole scenes. The mansion, shit.
Mm.
We walked up to that motherfucker. Me, and like I said, Jarrell is an animal. He's a beast. We literally walked up to that motherfucker. Just me and Jarrell walked up to the motherfucker. We finna knock on the door. I looked at him. He looked at me. I said, man, fuck it. Let's just start filming. And that motherfucker made that, I mean, no, seriously, Jarrell made that motherfucker look like I was actually coming out the door. Dude is a beast. Hey,
right.
JG Productions, hey, look here, I don't give a fuck what nobody say. I'm willing to put that man up against anybody. You know what I'm saying? Hey, you got some little young hot directors and videographers out here, I'm willing to put JG up against anybody because the boy is cold. The boy is cold, and he just started, so he can't do shit but get better.
That's what he said.
Well, you know what?
Let
me say something, man. Now, JG Production, I like him. You know what I mean? I think he possessed some skills. But when you're working with talent like me, man, it's not that hard.
Oh, my goodness.
No. Okay, for everybody that don't know, the blooper reels are coming out, and I want to see what he say once the blooper reels come out.
Oh, my goodness.
Once these blooper reels come out, then let's see.
I'm just telling y'all what the new Denzel said.
I want to see what the new Denzel say when them motherfucking blooper reels come out.
The new Denzel.
And for all y'all that looked at that, oh man, Father Time looks like he damn near failed to come out the door. Yeah, he did.
That's because of new Denzel's skill set. He did all that shit on purpose to make it look good. That's what he do. It's not his fault. He can't help it. Skills, baby, skills. Skills pay the bills. Don't hate on new Denzel skills, man. Don't hate on
them. Okay.
But you know.
Mm-hmm.
That's my public service announcement for tonight.
Well, I was proud of everybody. I think everybody did a great job. O did a great job. Wig, everybody. Well, I just really want to say I'm really proud that it was able to be done. You know, this is something that, you know, Cass has been talking about and been on his mind for years, and I'm just glad he was able to accomplish that.
Thank you, baby. Thank you.
But all I got to say is this. When the chips was down, who did he call? The new Denzel.
Really? Make my shit look good, man. Make my shit look good.
Oh, my God.
Make it look good, man. And, you know, I was a blast to help out a friend. And I did it pro bono. New Denzel did it pro bono.
Did he say pro bono?
Pro bono.
Pro bono. Pro bono is what he said.
I like Mick's part, but I know Mick's going to have a bigger part for the next. We got some more Mick.
Oh yeah.
Hey.
Oh yeah, Mick. Oh man, we finna make Mick. Fuck this. Look here, Mick. Y'all talking about Snoop from The Wire? Mick finna blow her out the wire.
Hey, I'm on, if she cut that I'm money, it just
that.
Put me in the zone. Like shit, she done did this shit before.
Hey, did you see the way she grabbed that motherfucker? Make her have that motherfucker.
Yeah.
Like, blow your motherfucking
shit,
ass
this
up.
This is nothing.
Look like she had some practice.
Oh, yeah, you did it.
That wasn't no first time holding no gun.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's a little too real.
Yeah, that was a little too real.
Mm-mm. But, you know, all those things were props. I think
that
everybody
has lived.
Yeah, I'm going to get my ass out of here. I'm sorry.
The inner, you know, Academy Award performance, they practiced in the mirror, coming all the way up and, you know, if they ever had a chance, this is what I would do. My father would be shine. Well, so, yeah.
I feel you.
The big Academy Award goes to
the new Denzel. I mean, y'all just don't know. It was hard for him. You know what I mean? Surrounded by all these amateurs.
2,724 and moving up.
What you say?
2,704 and moving up.
Damn.
Oh,
I asked that my check is 2,005.
It's 2,007. And 4 and moving up, baby, and moving up.
Hey, so at what point is it viral? What numbers would we consider viral?
I don't even know. I don't know.
I don't know, but it keep on. It go hit there. Keep moving, baby.
I agree, man.
Maybe I can kick my ass in the morning.
Once people get a load of me, man. Numbers can't do nothing but go up.
So I'm saying that shit went to your head for real, baby.
I'm just telling you. I'm just telling you.
You're probably looking in the mirror of yourself now.
Well, hey.
Rubbing his chin.
Little do you know we're chilling him off the next scene.
I'm just saying, man, all the comments I've been getting, the part where I was on the wall, motherfuckers just kept saying, man, that shit remind me of Denzel, dog. Where you was looking, man.
God damn, man.
You sure they didn't say Denzel?
You said they remind you of Denzel or these nuts?
The new Denzel did not find that funny.
I found it pretty hilarious myself.
Respect his work, man. Respect the new Denzel's work, man. Respect his work.
Okay.
Because without him, we wouldn't be getting these numbers.
Hello?
You're right. But like I said, shout goes out to everybody that played a part in it. You know, behind the scenes, like I said, a lot of people was like, where's Janine at? Janine did her thing behind the scenes. Like I said, it wouldn't have happened if it wasn't for her. She put, trust me when I tell you, she was a strong motivation behind it. So, with that being said, we did it. You know what I'm saying? That's why I was so hell-bent on saying tonight's show was about the motherfucker. I just want to just thank everybody. I just wanted to get on the radio and thank everybody and just say thank all of y'all. Meg, Wick, O, Janine, everybody.
What about
right
the new
thing?
He's
signing autographs right about now. outside the autographs right about now. But I mean, like I said, if nobody even gave a fuck. But you know what I'm saying? I wanted to dedicate tonight's show to everybody that helped put that motherfucker together. Like I say, shouts out to my man Jarrell Rice, aka JG Productions. Dude is a beast. If y'all want some shit, check him out. Go to Jarrell Price. If you're on Facebook, check him out on Jarrell Price. You're on YouTube, go to JG Productions. You know what I'm saying? Dude is a motherfucking beast. I mean, shit, like I said, he made some rank amateurs look good. You know what I'm saying? And that's some real shit. Well, shut your ass up. I mean, seriously, though, man. I mean, dude is a motherfucker. Man, that dude is a beast on that camera, man. That motherfucker made, you got a nice truck, but he made your shit look like a, I mean, I wanted to buy one of them motherfuckers after the way he filmed it, the way he was showing that motherfucker. Like, goddamn.
No, wait, but did y'all see how Cass got out the truck showing his shoes?
Yeah. How many people got them motherfucking army green Nike boots? Nobody.
He is styling.
Hey, I was on my Ric Flair styling and profiling. All right, but check this out, man. I just posted American Jewelers. If you're in the Indianapolis area, you need to get some jewelry. You know what I'm saying? It's Christmas time. All that my man Scott, man, trust me. 2 for $25. Man, the dude got all type of deals. You want some Tiffany jewelry? He got that. You want some diamonds? He got that. You want gold, rose gold, platinum, silver, whatever you want, he got it. We got my girl Miss Pimp on. Hey, Miss Pimp did. Man, I'm so proud of Miss Pimp. I love her. I mean, y'all don't understand. I mean, I've done that before. I've been up 24 hours. So I know how I feel when the motherfucker, hey, man, I'm ready to crash the fuck out. Man, and she sat there the whole time. The whole time.
It was definitely interesting, but, you know, once after every scene was shot and we looked at the playback, you know, once we did our part, and you hugged me like, God damn it, girl, shit. Jerry, I sat there.
Man.
So I know where you're coming from. I know where you're coming from. And I
hey.
Sat there. And that's it.
Hey, man, after I seen your scene, when he showed it back to me on the camera, I couldn't do nothing but hug. I damn near shed it a tear. I couldn't do nothing but hug. Because, I mean, it was just that fucking good. I mean, hey, and unlike Father Time, Miss Pimp got it on one
take.
You
mean the new Denzel?
Yeah, the new Denzel. Father Time got it on one take. Pretty much everybody got it on one take other than Father Time.
What you talking about, bro?
Like, you,
oh, my shit was one take.
No, you had to come out the bushes a couple of times. Them all come out the bushes laughing. What did you laugh about the contact somebody? What did you laughing about?
I was thinking about, you know why I was laughing? I was laughing because I turned down George Lucas for the new Star Wars, and I couldn't believe that shit.
God damn.
Yeah, you just made everybody laugh right then. I didn't know you. I didn't know you tried to be a comedian.
Oh
man.
It is what it is.
No, I thought it was cool, man. I had a blast doing that shit. That shit was fucking great, man.
It was great.
I did not realize, you know, it takes 9-10 hours to do a 5-minute video.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know that shit. That's amazing,
hey,
man.
Can somebody please give me the number, the new number again?
It is
523-999.
Oh, wait a minute. Hold on, man. God damn. Okay, Janine. What is it, baby?
It's 563-999-3059.
He gave me the number like, you know, how your mama used to. Yeah, you go play my numbers. Hey, yeah, better not give me. I didn't get the first three. You better not get my numbers fucked up.
Oh, God.
Then when her number hit, oh, I hit. You dumb son of a bitch. You done wrote the wrong number down. Shit, you said the number too fast. Did y'all hear? He didn't put no balls in it. 5-3. Nigga, a motherfucker, I'm trying to text the number to somebody. Leave it up to Father Time, though.
Father Time is dead, man. I told you it's the new Denzel.
I'm gonna tell you like this. I get bit in my ass by a snaggletooth mule before I call you the new Denzel.
You did.
Y'all
are damn sick. Oh, wow. Slick Mick, let me ask you why you on. I mean, you was there. You was there from beginning to end. When you finally seen the finished product, what did you think?
Man, I was real happy about it. Remember, I told you that I was like, "Dang, man, I don't want to do this shit." You like, "How you gonna do it? You gonna do it? You can do it." But then I found out, you know, we he did.
Yeah. She was really the most reluctant one. She was like, "I ain't doing it."
Mhm. Yeah, but once I got out there, I seen everybody else doing that shit. I'm like, "Okay, I can do this shit. I ain't doing it, but sitting on the motherfucking staff." And I'm like, "Shit, you know, okay, I can do that." So I felt good after seeing it. I felt good about it, man. You know, I put it on Facebook. I shared it a little bit. A couple of my little friends, you know, they kind of like that shit.
Okay,
so,
Mick, now, Mick, let me ask you, when your friends seen it, because you a laid-back type person. You know, you ain't no boisterous type person. You real laid-back.
Right.
So for your friends to see you doing that shit, what did they say? What was they saying to you?
one person told me that's not me. And I'm like, whatever, you know. They don't see that side of me, like, you know. And one person told me, oh, yeah, them little niggas back in the day, ain't it? Them the same motherfuckers, you know. And so y'all, you know, because they love to say that you guys, of all people, is a bad influence on me, one of my friends. She thinks that y'all just some no good motherfuckers about no, you know what I'm saying? But I was like, these my people, you know. And I, like I said, I felt good about it. They looking at me, Faris laughs at me all the time. Like, you think you're the shit in there. I was like, I don't think I'm the shit. But you know that's coming from Faris. Like, you know, he's like, you think you're cool.
That's my family there. Faris is a brother. So, he hey, that's my dog there. Shout out to Faris, Archie. That's my dog.
What did he say? Huh?
You said what he said, Janine?
Yeah.
Yeah, he was like, you think you the shit in there. And so after he kept talking shit to me for about a good 15, 20 minutes, I said, okay, so how did I really do? He's like, I like that shit. He hurried up and grabbed me and gave me a kiss on the cheek. That shit changed for real again. And I was like, oh, okay. You know, he liked it. I was like, I looked all nervous and shit. He was like, no. Because I'm like, I feel like I'm like, I'm laid back. I'm the, I ain't going to say nerdy type, but I'm closer to being a nerd than anything else. But that's, you know, hey, it is what it is. Let me get a six of Stella. But yeah, that's what it is, though.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man.
You got to love Sin City. You got to love Sin City. We got people ordering Big Macs, people ordering six packs.
Only in Sin City does that happen.
I'm sorry.
You might as well run to the weed man. Get you a bag.
Shit, Wick can already be a day. Y'all, you ain't hear Wick coughing? You ain't hear Wick pausing?
Y'all need to stop that shit.
Shit, Wick got the coughing and hung up.
I'm still here.
I'm No, you know I'm fucking with you, dog. You know I'm fucking with you.
What do you say? What do you say about that? We stay glad. Don't be asking me about that.
Man, but like I said, it was just like, man, and like I said, it was a family thing, man. That everybody y'all seen is my family. You know what I'm saying? And them motherfuckers seen that a motherfucker had a vision. Fuck it, we finna help this vision come. We finna bring this vision to motherfucking reality. You don't get no better than that.
You gotta stand fast on your car.
They said her car rejected. They done rejected big cars. She can't even get her Stellas.
Did she put you all on mute?
Well, yeah. Hey, bitch,
what you
mean I can't get no motherfucking Stellas?
What you think?
Hey, bitch, you see this video? I'll shoot everybody in this motherfucker. Fuck you mean I can't get my Stella? Oh, that might have been a problem, but I got a real one right here on my side. Man, but for real, man, that shit, hey. So, all right, let me ask, man. I mean, okay, Janine, I'm going to start with you.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think needs to happen for the next scene?
Have
a good night.
You do it, son.
Well, I mean, if you're going to do another trailer, I mean, you don't want to give the whole movie away. You know what I mean?
Okay. I mean, but you're right. We don't want to get
the whole movie away. So if you're going to do some more shots, I mean, I guess it depends on the storyline. You know, and what you're going to show. You know, now you and O are, you know, or y'all are arch enemies or whatever.
Hell yeah, that mother, that some bitch takes me all around the motherfucking complex and everything. Him and Wick. I want to kill both them motherfuckers. Those some bitch takes me all around.
Mm-hmm.
I
don't know, maybe
for my life.
And like you
y'all
said,
seen
you know,
how I was
world.
Looking at the end, out of breath. These some bitches chased me all around this motherfucker trying to get my bag. I won't
if you
want
to know what's in that bag.
All right, Miss Pimp, where you at, Miss Pimp?
Talk to me.
Give me a little input. I posted on Facebook. You know, give me some feedback. What in your eyes, what you think should happen? You an intricate part of this. What you think should happen?
First of all, what's in the bag? Is it money, jewelry, or drugs? That is the question that I want to know. But I want to know, I think that a lot of it should be focused on, first of all, whatever is in the bag, the origin of it, and what you and Father Time are going to do about the situation, the people following you, got like a contract on your head, you know, about whatever is in that bag. And it got to be some parties in there. It got to be some strip clubs in there. It got to be, you know,
and
it got to be all those things.
And not to mention, Father Time got away from you. So I know.
Exactly.
Ain't no average police
so,
going to let
I mean,
that. Ain't no average police going to let that go. The average police
right.
says. He got away from
me. Right. And I'm on his head. I'm going to be on his head trying to find out where the hell he's at. Because the only thing I know is that he just jacked somebody. That's it. And then later on, I'm finding out it was some old extra that was behind the carjacking. You know, so
well,
now I really want to know. So I'm just going to be focused on his head. But I think Father Time should be kind of like on some underground shit. Like, you know, y'all are buddies, but he's going to be on his own thing. Like, fuck you. You know what I mean?
I'm making moves.
Because you got the bag. Yeah, you making moves, but you making some snake moves here and there, kind of.
Don't be mad because I got away.
Yeah, people, doing your job when they got away.
Do your job next time. Catch the bad
guy.
Oh,
my goodness. I got hit. I mean, I wasn't nothing I could do. Couldn't leave the scene of an accident.
They thought that. They was like, y'all wrecked a car?
Right.
And I'm telling you what God loves, man. That car was hit so perfectly, mm-hmm. and that car fit in that spot so perfectly. Perfect.
Yeah, Moses was like, y'all wrecked the car? Damn. I'm like, no, man.
When he dropped that camera, it made it look like, because I thought maybe I had to get out the car like I, you know, like the thing in blue and I'm bloodied up and half conscious. But when he dropped the camera, when I stepped on the brake, I didn't know what that was about. And so when I actually seen it, I was like, oh, shit. You know what I mean? Because it looked like, bam. Because I was driving, and then the camera dropped. And then the next thing you know, the car is, like, hit. So he did a beyond excellent job on that. I was, like, really super impressed with that, how he did that. Because I thought that was a mistake. I did.
No, that's what I kept telling them, like, man, drop the camera and make the camera shake. You got to make the camera shake. That's why he's like, okay, she might have to hit your brakes a little hard. Now, that's why I'm like, I don't give a fuck. Hit the brakes hard. I don't care.
Yeah.
And
I thought that was a whole mistake.
Remember when I kept bagging you back, like, okay, bag back, just a little bit. Because I was trying to make sure that the cops, hey, man, we did it.
Like, it's a bug. It was perfect. Perfect.
And once you seen the video, you seen where I was going with it.
Yes. I'm telling you, like I said, that part I thought it was a mistake because I'm like, okay. All right. And then you was like putting the cars together. You was like, okay. Yeah. So when I seen it, I was like, oh my God, this shit is hot.
And if you're going to do a scene,
y'all wrecked the car into this?
That's what I was like, y'all wrecked the car? Damn, y'all really got into it, didn't you? Nah, man, we didn't wreck the car.
Folks thought I got into an accident for real, and I'm like, no. No.
Let's say something for how it looks. That's good filming, shit.
Y'all might as well throw a real party and film it.
You know what? Janine, you're on to something. You're on to something.
And have certain parts in that real party. I mean, everybody who come just know that they going to be filmed, you know?
Yeah, you got to tell people that. Fuck around, try to sue you once you get rich.
Mm-hmm. Have a waiver.
Yeah, everybody just sign the paper. I mean, you make them sign the paper. They want to come. I mean, you got all these people that's wanting to be in it anyway, that's writing on the video, talking about, I want to be in it. So that's their opportunity. Come to the party.
There you go.
That's right, Janine. Like you're saying, give me more parts. That's right, Janine.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
I have y'all meeting. You will follow time when y'all sit down in politics at a strip club or whatever, you know how it's done. And shit, be at a real deal strip club, getting it done.
Mm-hmm.
That's
or how
it's
strippers
like now, everybody,
or you do?
I done got hit so many times. Hey, man, we want to be a part of this. We want to be a part of this. I mean, we didn't, dude, I done got hit so many times. Motherfuckers actually want to be a part of this shit now. You know, and I ain't mad at nobody. Shit, you know, hell, if you fit the bill, I'm going to put you in it. But now, don't think that everybody, because there's a lot of you motherfuckers. Let me just get it out here. There's a lot of you motherfuckers that had doubt. There's a lot of you motherfuckers doubted us that we couldn't do it. And look at it. It's done. Me and my, what they say, me and my mans and them, we did it. We did that shit, and it looked good. I mean, you can sit there and say, well, this, that angle, and that angle, and this, that. Motherfucker, we did it. So now, my thing is this. Get in where you fit in. Hey, man. For real, dog. I mean, My motherfucking people came out and did what they had to do. You know what I'm saying? My man, shout out to my man Kush, but he made the funniest joke out of everybody. Man, it took us $4. Our props cost $4. And that was the money that I threw the mix.
Hey, okay, I'm saying you got the juice. Now you got the heart.
We had a motherfucker. I mean, come on, dog, for real. On some real shit, we had a Mercedes truck. The nigga jacked the Mercedes truck. You know what I'm saying? We had a Mercedes trucks in there. We got guns in that motherfucker, which are props. No guns was real. They were all props. You know what I'm saying? And I don't know if I said it or not, but I'm going to say it again if I did say it. Shouts out to my baby Jhené, my youngest daughter. You know what I'm saying? She did her thing, man. You know, she was nervous as hell. She was like, oh, my God, Daddy, I don't want to do this. But she did it. You know what I'm saying? She did it. She represented for her daddy. You know what I'm saying? I felt like I wish I could have had Zaria, Taziana, and Kiesha in it. But, you know what I'm saying? Man, they going to come in. They gonna come in down the line somewhere. Trust me. Trust and believe I will have all my kids in this motherfucker before it's over. But, you know, my baby girl, she was in it. You know, everybody, a lot of people get like, who was that little girl holding that pistol? That was my daughter. You know, I'm probably gonna hit some flack from it. You put a gun in a little girl's hand? Yes, I did.
That gun was not real.
Right, the guns was not real. They were props. But I wanted my daughter to be in it, and she's in it. So if any motherfucker feel offended about it, fuck you.
They can kiss my ass.
They can kiss mine after that.
Damn it.
Be, you know what I'm saying, the block holding it down, but it was chicks that was holding it down. That's
what
I was like, yes. I said, normally you would expect dudes to be holding down the block.
Right.
But it wasn't. It was chicks that was holding it down.
That's the part
I had
about.
I had to represent for the ladies, too. You know what I'm saying?
Making a bodyguard.
Yeah, hey, make up there the motherfucking, the queen pin, you know what I'm saying?
She got a whole female crew, her female bodyguard.
She got
out there with her.
Right, she got a Ace Boogie out there. Hey, man, and this shit worked out.
Yeah, I like that.
That motherfucker's still sharing.
Making it up, baby.
I'm going to tell you right now. I'm going to tell you right now. I done got on Facebook. I'm about to share one more time. I don't care. I'm going to keep sharing.
I'll do your thing, buddy.
I think I see it probably once a day.
Right. You know what I'm saying? And, oh, man, shout out to my man Jarrell for the motherfucking, that motherfucking cover he did. You know what I'm saying? Got me up all the time running in opposite directions. That shit
that
is good.
That's nice. That is nice.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I do like that.
That was sweet. I got that shit as my screensaver on my phone.
Sweet.
I do, for real.
Oh, shit.
I mean, he picked the perfect angle. I mean, like I said, hey, once again, y'all, everybody listening out there on Gangsterville Radio, Jarrell Rice, man, y'all want some shit done, you know what I'm saying, y'all want some quality motherfucking shit done, y'all need to hit him up, JG Productions, dude is a beast shit, Go on YouTube, go on JG Productions, check his work. I mean, y'all ain't got to believe me. Check his work, man. The boy is tight. The boy is tight. You know what I'm saying? So y'all go on there, check his work, man. Go on, fuck with that dude. Because that dude, I'm telling you, when he blow up, because I ain't going to say if, when he blow up, don't be like, oh, man, Kaz him talk. No, 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 no. You ain't fuck with him before. Don't try to use it now.
When he blow up, she waits.
All right.
There's no if. It's a matter with dude. It's just a matter of time, man. I mean, real motherfuckers see talent, and somebody gonna snatch his ass up. Some motherfucking great production team is gonna snatch that dude up. And I'm gonna tell you like this. I'm glad I had the pleasure of working with him before that happens, because. You know what I'm saying? We didn't already establish some shit. Because I know ain't nothing but greatness coming for that dude, man. He keep his craft going. Ain't nothing but greatness coming for him. And that's real. And my man, like I said, my man Scott, you know what I'm saying, American Jewelers, fuck with him, y'all. I mean, shit. A lot of you niggas out there in the doghouse. I mean, y'all from the Indianapolis area. Y'all in the doghouse. Y'all need to go fuck with Scott. He gets you out.
Right. It ain't even cost you number $25. $25 he hook you up.
And he gonna get you out the doghouse. For real. Dude is tight. And he's so down to earth, man. I'm gonna tell you like this. He one of them guys that just like, man, he's so down to earth. You forget he's even an Italian. You like, man, shit, you will forget. I man, damn, well, I forgot. Well, I see we got a caller. Hey, caller, what's happening?
What's going on, everybody? Everybody doing?
Oh shit, man. I keep forgetting. They didn't change the thing, so Marty can't call. What you for call?
What's going on?
Hey, Marty, Carlo.
Hey, what's going on, boo boo?
All to the beat.
All right.
Marty gonna be the next one, y'all.
You know what?
Yeah.
He already confirmed.
Yeah.
I want Marty in it, man. Marley, and I wasn't bullshit when I told you this, man. I want you in it, man.
All right.
You've been loyal to the city for so long, man. I want you in it, man. You willing to come down and jump in this?
Yeah, most definitely. I want to be in it, you know what I mean?
I know the old lady going to be in the car with you, but it's cool.
She can be in the she be in the back seat.
Real man, I want you in this, man. If it ain't nothing but a quick glimpse, man, and you say you gotta get back on the road, man, I just want you in it, man.
Yeah, that's what's up.
Hey, man, before we stop streaming, man, before we forget, man, we got to say happy birthday to the Delightful, man.
Happy birthday.
Even though she ain't on the show, but, you know, we got to show her some love.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Maybe she getting that 3 month itch off.
Yeah.
Hey, Marty, like, yeah, that motherfucker still owe me some pictures.
Yeah. Stuck up some shit.
All right, well, happy birthday, Michael. Hey, enjoy your day, man. It's your day. Enjoy it. So, you know how we do. Happy birthday for CNC.
No.
So Marley, let me ask you, Marley, when you first when you seen the movie trailer, what you think?
When I first seen it, I was just like, okay, well, this a commercial or something, you know? Then I seen it, I said, okay, shit lasts about 5-6 minutes. Hold on, what is this? And I got geeked. I said, okay, it's a little movie, okay. What's up? Had action, somebody getting their car wrecked. I said, damn, they wrecked somebody's car on purpose? I hope the insurance people don't see this shit. Yeah, but I loved it. That was on point.
Man, be sure to share that shit, man. Share that shit with everybody, man.
Yeah. I think I shared it with about like at least 15, 20 people so far.
That's what's up, man. That's what's up. I appreciate you for doing that.
Hey, I shared it so much. I didn't know Facebook don't let you share with you can only share with 100 people at a time.
Oh, okay.
I didn't even know that.
Yeah, I found that out too. I didn't know that either.
They only let me share with 50 people.
Damn.
No, mine was 100.
Yeah, mine was still 100. I never changed my settings.
Oh, yeah. Well, maybe I need to go change my settings then. They don't let me share it at 50 people at a time. So, with that being said, every 50, I just went and shared it again.
There you go. That's what I did.
I know I shared it with about 200-300 people.
Shit. That's what's up.
That motherfucking video on a lot of people's timelines. I ain't gonna lie. But shit, hey man, shit, we down there 3,000 motherfucking views. So, shit, we did something right.
Yeah,
no doubt. Hey, we about to lose the stream, man. Let's do the stream thing right quick.
It's time to get ready to get the hell up out of here, any motherfucking way. All right. We're going to do it like this. Janine, you ain't last words, baby.
Yes, it was a good show. Good talking about the movie trailer. I can't wait for what comes next. And I will be on here next week. And good job to everybody.
That's what's happening. Molly Ma.
Hey, another great show. You know, like I said, great trailer, you know what I'm saying? It's just showing what's going to become, you know, what's coming next, you know. You might see my little glimmering cameo in the next shot and go from there, you know. Maybe I might become the next Denzelli or something, you know.
Too late with that, man. Don't be trying to steal Denzel shit. I'm the new Denzel around this motherfucker.
Okay, well, you be Denzel, I can be Blair shit.
Okay.
I ain't got a problem with you being Blair.
Whatever. Slick man.
Yeah, boy. What's going on? Well, yeah, great show, people. I love you, motherfuckers. And I'm like Janine. Like Janine said, Mickey need more parts. Thank you so much, Janine.
Yeah, we're going to see Mickey in the way. He's going to be in a lot more.
Thank you. I feel a tear, Janine.
More definitely. Hey, what did he say in New Jack City? More definitely. Miss Pam.
Yeah, man. I love y'all, and this is the reason.
this is the reason right here. I mean, I just, there's nothing else more to say. I love y'all. I have fun. And I just can't get no better than this. But if it is, I'm with it.
That's what's up.
Yes, sir. Great show as usual. And it's an honor and a privilege to be part of the Sin City thing.
That's what's happening. Big Dog, what's happening?
Man, thank everybody for calling. Thank everybody for listening to us on the internet. Thank Gangsterville Radio for putting us on their platform. Peace, love, and head grease. God bless. Good night. Sin City Radio Show. Share the motherfucking video.
That's what I'm talking about. All right. And we out. Peace.